The Girl Next Door.
All right. So yesterday was Super Bowl 2019. I think it was like Super Bowl 53 or something.
Yep, Super Bowl 53.
A lot of people who have been talking about this prior to Super Bowl, with the NFL asking certain celebrities to perform during halftime and some of them turning them down. One person that didn't turn them down was Travis Scott. So a lot of people were talking about the halftime show overall, Travis Scott, Big Boy, and Maroon 5. I'm hashtag just wondering, what did you think about halftime?
The overall halftime show I thought was But I did like, you know, the way they brought Travis Scott out with the whole graphic of an asteroid. That was dope. Because, you know, the theme, his theme is Astro World.
So you like the graphics?
I like the graphics. I mean, I'm just being honest. But overall, you know, because I went down there on Saturday and I came back on yesterday. So the overall feeling, though, in the city was so dope.
No, yeah. I'm talking about the halftime performance, Larry.
Okay, well, I just thought it was okay. It was rather boring. Okay.
Thank you for your answer.
Yeah. I thought the game was dope, though.
We got,
you know,
one vote.
Talking about the game.
That the Patriots won.
We're talking,
you know,
about
okay. We
halftime performance.
I thought Maroon 5 did an okay job. That's my opinion. What you got?
I was shocked at how many Maroon 5 songs I knew. Because the performance overall was boring. But I sure was singing along. I was saying, ooh, like Jagger. Maroon 5 got hits, but it just wasn't that type of performance that blew you away. You was just there. You were looking at it like, I'm waiting. And then he showed his nipple. Don't nobody want to see that.
Really?
So, yeah, it was whack to me. It was probably one of the worst halftime performances in Super Bowl history.
Okay.
Now, I did not watch the Super Bowl. I did want to watch the halftime, though. Mm. I wanted to watch the halftime because I knew we were going to be talking about it. A lot of people were going to be talking about it. And I found it to be boring. It was just boring. And I, you know, to see, like, the drum line down there, and I think they could have done better with the drum line. You know what it is for me? It was to know such great music and such great performers come out of Atlanta. I didn't get that Atlanta music feel out of it. And, you know, of course, the NFL is national and everything like that. But I just think that the show was boring. I think that halftime show was boring.
Okay.
It was blasé. Okay. Yeah. Especially, I don't even remember what Big Boy performed.
I like the way you move.
That's what he performed?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah. Right. I like the way you move. Yeah. I like the way. His coat was dope, though. That fur coat was dope. I don't know why he had it on.
The hat was dope, too.
Because it was hot as hell. And
I like that hat.
I don't know why he had on that big ass coat.
Oh, man.
It wasn't even cold outside.
Madhouse Nation, give us a call. 570-WPEG. I'm hashtag just wondering. What did you think about the halftime
show? The Brady show was dope, though.
Do those kids even know who Big Boy is?
They probably didn't. They probably did not.
Morning show is
No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is
for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, so Super Bowl 53 was yesterday, and a lot of people are talking about the halftime performance. So we want to know, what do you think about it? That's what I'm just wondering about today. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. The best part I think about the halftime was seeing my daughter, Tara Ray, at that performance. She was with Adam Levine.
So oh, wow.
I love it.
That's Tara Ray. Tara Ray used to go to Miles Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
OMG girl.
The OMG. She used to call up me all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, if you recorded it, go back, look at it, you'll see her.
Oh, yeah. Tell Tara we said we're proud of her.
Thank you. She'll be in town, I think, in a couple of weeks, so I'll let her know, and maybe she'll come by.
That's what it is. I've known her since she was in, like, middle school, so shout out to her.
That's awesome. Big. Is she a dancer? Or
yeah, I don't. I think, what, she dance or sing or something? She's multi-talented.
Right, she dances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was multi-talented growing up. So, you know, one of them students that used to call in all the time and you know, kick it with the Madhouse. So shout out to her. That's big.
Yeah.
One of our kids, Madhouse Gets. All right, good morning.
That whack ass halftime performance, but I did win $500. I had five different bets, all of $100 piece. I did win because I knew the outcome of the game for your butt-chin ass quarterback.
You can call him what you want. You can do what you want. But it's one thing you got to say. He's a champion.
Larry, whatever, honey. You know that junk is lame. That's the wackest game ever. But tell him thank you for that $500.
But there you go. Well, since he won you $500, you need to bring us at least $150.
Ooh, y'all have to give me something.
We good. Bye, Toodles. Bye, Toodles. Bye. Bye. Ain't nobody playing with Toodles. Get off my phone.
Power 98, good morning.
No, I didn't like it. I was hoping to keep on listening to that song. Who do you think? I like the way you move. They should have kept them up there performing.
So you didn't like Maroon 5?
I like the song and I like the music, but like other than that, their performance was boring.
Okay, baby.
Like them, that part.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people didn't like it. They didn't like
just
that
to part. Know the talent that comes out of Atlanta and for it to be in Atlanta.
Who would you rather seen up there?
I would have loved to have seen Ludacris put on a show. Ludacris would have been great to put on a show. I would have loved to see Little John up there doing something. He could have put on a great show. Unfortunately, Bruno has already performed, but
yeah.
I think Bruno would have done a great performance. I don't know. It's just so much talent for that to be the world's biggest stage and it just be so boring.
Yeah.
It was just boring.
And a lot of artists turned it down, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was just one of those things that was like,
yeah.
Okay, so.
The NFL missed out on Cardi B. Cardi B would have ripped that stage. It would have been a great performance.
Did she say she didn't want to perform?
Yeah, she said that she was not going to perform. She says that somebody is taking a stand for me. That was not an NFL-sanctioned party.
Yes, it was. It was some sanction about NFL and Fanatics. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Well, she said that she was not going to.
Fake woke.
She was not going to do it.
She performed.
At the end of the day, she missed out on a bag. Like, she took that risk and said, you know, look, somebody is standing for me, which is Colin Kaepernick, so I am going to stand with him, and I'm not going to perform at the Super Bowl.
And a lot of them
she missed
that,
out on that bag.
But a lot of them made NFL appearances for the NFL, and a lot of them did the NFL. So what happens is, you know.
She did a commercial for Pepsi.
Yeah, but no, she performed. It was for Fanatics and the NFL. It was a Fanatics party. Mm. The one that you saw her dance with Robert Kraft.
I thought that was a Meek Mill party.
Nah, it was a Fanatics party. Smart about Fanatics. But the dude who owns Fanatics is the guy that got Meek Mill's out. Michael Rubin, he owns Fanatics.
So it was not an NFL party. It was
NFL and Fanatics together.
Oh, okay.
All right, it's okay. All right, man. You got a comment? 704-570-WPG. Hit us up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.